Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
This is Bayard Winthrop, founder of American Giant. We make all our clothing right here in the U.S. with American cotton and American workers. Get 20% off your first order when you use code GIANT20 at American-Giant.com.
The Burt Show.
What could a server possibly do that would keep Cassie's mother up at night after having dinner and being served by this person?
So I went to New Orleans last week, which is, my family lives in Louisiana. It's where I grew up, to visit my mom and my sister and spend some time together. And, you know, it's not really, that doesn't warrant talking about, except for the fact that my mom has stage 4 breast cancer. She's been dealing with it on and off for a couple of years now, and things have progressed, and it's unfortunately spread throughout her body. So took the trip to make some memories. We got matching tattoos, and she can only do a limited amount of stuff every single day. It's very difficult for her to walk around. We have a wheelchair we can use if needed. She's got oxygen tanks, like, so sometimes she'll need to go have a breathing treatment because one of her lungs is filled with fluid as well. So she has like a stent in to drain it. All this stuff. So the activities that we chose were chosen very specifically. They were things that she wanted to do. They were things we could do together. And, you know, they were kind of, when you're looking at a city like New Orleans or when you go anywhere on vacation and you have to whittle down what you want to do, they're the things that are really special. So the matching tattoos, really special. We knew we wanted to go out for crawfish. So we did that. Very special because we grew up having crawfish boils in our neighborhood. We'd shut down the street. It's like a really fond memory to revisit. And one of those things, of course, like most people, she loves good food. So we booked a brunch at one of New Orleans' best restaurants. It's called Commander's Palace.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a big deal.
That's the biggie.
Uh-huh. It's a biggie. And the food, out of this world. Like, I've been lucky enough to go to other fancy restaurants. Nothing compares. I mean, they have like Prosecco poached jumbo lump crab is like one of the ingredients. I'll post some of the dishes. They are insane. I had escargot, like just amazing food, what you would expect when you went to a fancy restaurant with a big price tag.
So this place is so fancy that when conventions used to be down there where the old school guys wanted to take out the younger guys and give them like a VIP experience, we all went to Commander's Palace because it was so special and none of us could afford it.
Yeah, so I have never been there, but I am a huge, huge Top Chef fan. And when a restaurant gets featured on Top Chef, you know it's a big deal. And they have spoken about Commander's Palace, did stuff. Mm-hmm. So I know just from watching Top Chef and hearing that name, that's a big dough restaurant.
And, you know, the brunches start at $50 a plate. Like, that's the kind of place we're talking about. Now that includes, like, a dessert. Like, it's just a great, worthwhile experience. It's in the Garden District. You know, everyone gets dressed up for brunch. Sometimes they'll do 25-cent martinis. Like, it's a New Orleans experience. And so we're really excited. My sister's made the reservation.
I'm sure you had to do that like forever in advance.
Yes, we did. We set it at 1 p.m. So my mom, she's kind of slow in the mornings now, which is fine, could get ready. So she's all dressed to the nines, which as someone who's really tired and has breathing problems and has stage 4 cancer, takes a lot of effort. But this was a special brunch. So we all get dressed up and we Uber on down there so we can all have some drinks. We get seated, we check in, we get seated promptly, we get taken into a quiet side room, which is lovely because we can actually have conversations. There are live jazz musicians that going from table to table, taking requests, playing for you, and it's magical. And so I'm ready to drink because I had not been drinking. Like, so I'm like, give me something. So I grab the waiter. I'm like, let's put in a drink order. Of course, I'm the only alcoholic who's ready to order. So I get my glass of wine, comes back and brings it while my mom and sister overlook the menu. I finished that glass of wine. And then we order another round of drinks from the underwaiter. So this is the type of restaurant where you have like 3 or 4 people serving you at a table, but there's one waiter and everyone else supports that waiter. waiter still hasn't been by. So at this point, it's like we're sitting here for 15 minutes and we're like, I'm chill because I'm not going to make a big deal out of it. It's supposed to be because I know she'll pick up on that energy. We have drinks. It's fine. And so finally, we have to ask the underwaiter to go. I'm calling him an underwaiter. I don't know the right word for it, but to go get our waiter. And he comes over and just kind of a bad attitude on his face. And I'm like, no biggie. So we're polite. We order, you know, and then he just ghosts us again. And we're watching tables who are set after us have their orders taken. He's loud and gregarious and fun with them. They're getting their food and we're like twiddling our thumbs. And so I'm like calling over the underwaiter. I'm like, hey, can you go get our bro so we can, you know, order some stuff, some more. And he comes over, takes our orders without barely a word, walks off again. And I'm like, maybe he's having a bad day. Don't understand why he's being like that with us and not with these other tables. But they're getting bread service, they're getting everything, and we're just left out in the cold. And it's the same dude for all these tables. And I'm like, it's Saturday, it's a beautiful day in New Orleans, he has got to be busy. The fact that he has a young waiter working with him, I bet they're understaffed and this dude is training this dude. Let's cut him some slack. But then you're seeing the treatment that all the other tables are getting. And I'm starting to get annoyed, but I'm keeping it down. But my mom is starting to get annoyed now, which it takes a lot to get her annoyed. But it's rude. And she's very British. So manners are, if there's a reason for something happening, she's chill. But if she can't see the reason, then she starts to get annoyed. So finally, we're eating throughout the whole meal. He's MIA. We have to ask some random person, a busboy, for coffees because we can't get our waiter to come look at us at all. And so she comes back. And then the manager of the whole restaurant brings another order of coffees. And we're like, what is happening? We have not complained once. Keep that in mind. Not complained, not said anything to like, oh, we can't get our waiter to the busboy or to the underwaiter. And so we're like, this is so bizarre. Did we do something to offend him? Like, sister's literally going like, did I date one of his friends? And like, is that why he hates us? And then finally it came to a head because I think we were willing to let it go when they served the dessert. Now, New Orleans is famous for bread pudding and Commander's Palace has a bread pudding souffle with a whiskey cream sauce.
Oh my God, it sounds so good.
It's delicious. My mom ordered it. They serve it. You have to order it early. They serve it tableside. And then they like put the cream sauce on top. He dumps the cream sauce on top, throws the bowl down. It tips off the plate that he throws it down on and he walks off. And what? We were like, what? And I wish I had said something, but I did not want to ruin the brunch. So I didn't, because I wanted to go after him and be like, did we do something to offend you? Like, what is this attitude? But I also didn't want my food statin. So I'm sure it was, but I left it. And I was like, I was ready to write it off of just some dude having a bad day. Maybe he overheard us saying, like, would be nice to get bread service. Like, maybe, because, you know, when you snark within each other, like, why are all those other tables getting bread and we're not? I'm like, maybe he overheard us. And we're literally going through. Is it because we asked for the wine list and didn't order a bottle of wine? So his tips reduced, even though we all ordered a ton of drinks individually. And to the point where my mom could not stop thinking about it. And, you know, she's retired. And I think sometimes when that's the highlight of your weekend trip, like you can't let go when something ruins it.
You're going to ruminate on it.
Yeah. Really? Like, let go.
Yeah.
Because my sister and I, like, whatever, move on. But she's ruminating and it kept her up that night. Huh? And she's like, I cannot understand why this waiter, when we drop so much money at one of the restaurant's best cities, it's supposed to be like, you're buying the service as well when you go somewhere like that. And he ruined it. He
so
just
bizarre.
Threw the bowl basically at her. And that's what it was. It wasn't not getting our order taken. It was that one thing that really like set us off. And so I'm sitting here and I'm like, she's debating back and forth to write a letter to the manager of Commander's Palace and be like, yo, this happened. We're really disappointed. We've come here before. This is not what we expect, you know? And I'm just wondering, like, if this were you guys, because I like to try, people will annoy me and they'll piss me off, but I try and give people the benefit of the doubt. I'm like, maybe you're having a bad day. Maybe something's wrong. A letter like this, I feel like, could get you fired.
Just because you're having a bad day doesn't mean you get to take it out on every single other person. I do think there's importance of giving people the benefit of the doubt. And I know I'm speaking out both sides of my mouth, but bear with me for a second. So, you know, you never know what somebody else is going through, right? Well, he doesn't know what your table's going through. Mm. He doesn't know what your mom's dealing with. He doesn't know how special this is for you guys to come here and the efforts that were put into getting there, into having a lovely brunch. And when you are in the service industry, you have to put your S aside and you have to show up to that table with a smile and give them the best service. And I don't think you're exaggerating. exaggerating anything. If you say he threw the bowl down,
he did.
I believe you. And at that point, and this is something I would do now, wouldn't have done when I was younger because, you know, I was worried about what people think, and I'm getting much, much, much better about not caring what people think. I would have been like, what's your problem? And I would have spoken to the manager right then and there.
Yeah, and I think we should have done that. And I think we were just holding ourselves back because we didn't want to mar the experience. But then I got thinking.
He did, though. He already marred the experience.
And you're right. You're right.
And but it's business. I mean, he is responsible for his own actions. So if you report that to the manager and he gets fired, that's really not on you.
Okay, cool. Well, the letter's already been sent.
I would have definitely said so.
And next time, go to Cheesecake Factory.
Yeah, no joke.
Hey, The Bird Show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.